This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. So, because this is the first episode, I'd like to give you guys a little rundown about myself. I have been an avid hiker pretty much ever since I could really remember, ever since I was old enough to go out and explore really on my own. Living in Southern California, growing up in Southern California, there was absolutely no shortage of hikes in the area. Absolutely not. There had been massive mountains to beaches to deserts to all kinds of other things that I've been able to, I've had the gracious opportunity to go and explore and photograph. I've been a photographer now for 3 to 4 years, and really I have been just going about my studies and traveling as much as I can and taking pictures of all the most beautiful hikes and places that I can go out and explore. I've just been doing this now for about 3-4 years, and it's been going great. I've had the opportunity to travel to all kinds of different states, occasionally countries, and just see the most amazing things and photograph these awesome opportunities. And now here I am, ready for my second attempt at, well, this is a podcast, and but I did have a radio show last year here at Dominican, if you do remember that. It was a car show. I'm not going to say the name here. If any of you remember that, then you'll know what I'm talking about, but I'll just leave that out there. So, when it comes to what I'm trying to do here is, I know that the Bay Area is full of all kinds of hikes. I have just moved here as of last year, and even just in this 1 year, I've been able to experience some of the most beautiful hikes that I've ever seen here in this Bay Area, and I think it would be an amazing place for a podcast like this, where I'm going to go around to all the most beautiful places that I can find, and hopefully that you've never heard of, and photograph and share them with you here on this podcast. Obviously, you won't be able to see the photos here, but I will have some way for you to be able to view those photos in the future, maybe not in this first episode while we're getting things set up here, but in this next episode, absolutely, I will have some way of getting photographs from these places that I'm traveling to. So, the places that I am traveling to. Well, today, I decided to stick pretty close to the Dominican University campus. I feel most of the people on this listening to me right now, most of you guys are probably from right around here, right around home, right around Dominican University up here in San Rafael, in Marin County, in the Bay Area up here north. So what I decided was not Mount Tam, not Stinson Beach, not Point Reyes. Those are all beautiful, beautiful, beautiful places. Don't get me wrong. Some of the most stunning views I've ever seen. But I want to take you guys somewhere that I don't think you guys have probably heard of. And it's just the same distance as somewhere like Mount Tam, just off the 101 freeway, just across the Richmond Bridge. Just a little past Fairfax once you get off the freeway, up into the woods, a little lake called Kent Lake. There are a few surrounding lakes, but Kent Lake is the main big lake, and I wanted to take the opportunity to go explore those trails for you guys and see what it's about and see if Kent Lake is, you know, a nice place to walk around, really. And I can say I'm not going to spoil too much here because we still have a lot to talk about here. It's only 3 minutes in, but we've got a good one here for this first episode today, folks. The drive up there is, I mean, obviously, I've told you that it was a very, very close drive, in which it is, so you should be somewhat familiar with these roads, but if you're not, the drive up past Fairfax is tight, small roads, but they aren't very bad roads at all. They're just one lanes, but they're very, very well paved, very well maintained, and it's a very beautiful, quick little windy drive up through some of the hills. Once you get up into the more northern areas, once you get closer to this Kent Lake, you start to fade out of these little city marketplaces of Fairfax where people are just running around, having sandwiches outside and just jogging and biking around and, you know, just this beautiful town view. And it switches up into this amazing view of this pine trees and this very, very tall, almost, I don't know if they're exactly redwoods. I'm not a very good tree expert, especially being from Southern California, but these beautiful sky stretching trees that just shine over this glimmering lake that, while the water level is pretty low right now, I can't say that it's at its peak. Obviously, we are in the fall and we are in California. We are experiencing quite the drought, but these views of this lake, even if they are so shallow, I guess, compared to what they could be, they are still so beautiful. The water is so blue, so just this crystal deep blue, surrounded by these dark pine trees and these beautiful wide open trails that stretch in between the lake and this other small lake that sits down below it. It is just a stunning walk, even straight from when you get into the place. But how's the difficulty? Because we do know that Marin County, and especially up in those Mount Tam Hills area and mountains really, is certainly not flat, and some of those trails can definitely be pretty difficult. I have experienced a lot of the tough ones already. Mount Tam, that's definitely going to be an episode down the line. I've done that one before already. Is a tough hike. It's really, really tough. It's a very big mountain, biggest one in the area, obviously. That's why it's famous. But Kent Lake's not that. Kent Lake is, while very beautiful, it obviously doesn't have the same beauty of sitting on the top of Mount Tam, but it's just this very small town beauty vibe of this flat lake, and it is very, very flat, obviously. I mean, the lake obviously is its water, but even the surrounding area, I mean, up into the hills, it gets, once you get into the trees and off the trail, it starts to go up, but the trails are really grounded on the shore of the lake, which makes this a really, really easy hike if you're not looking for anything difficult, and especially the very, very beginning of the trails, right when you walk in, like I said, where there's that split path that goes right between both of the lakes, is a really wide open, flat, not paved, but it's a dirt road, and it is a road that you can, I've seen plenty of people mountain biking on in the one or two times that I've gone up there to scout for this podcast. It's a perfect place for mountain biking, and I know Marin County is very, very rooted in mountain biking. I'm sure I have plenty of mountain biking fans here listening. A fantastic place to do it. Not for difficulty-wise, you're not going to be bombing down hills here, but if you want to take a nice little cruise on a nice little dirt path, there's not very many better places to do it in Marin. It's just, it's so, that brings me to my next point about why it's so awesome. It is unbelievably secluded as well. It is just, you'll see people on the trails occasionally, but I mean, once you leave Fairfax, you go from a city population to you're in the middle of nowhere. You're seeing maybe one or two people on their hike, but dead silence. I mean, the only thing you hear is birds, maybe. Even the birds are quiet some of the times. It's just this surreal, stunning area, and it almost feels like you can just walk around there forever just listening to the sounds of the forest and the water next to you. I found myself just really enjoying just walking and not even really thinking, just strolling on this beautiful path that wasn't this absolutely magnificent view of the top of the mountains or the Golden Gate Bridge that the rest of the bay has to offer, but more of a small town. The best way I would like to put it is it would be the most beautiful hike in Kansas. It is not going to wow anyone who has been from California, but if you're going here, you're not looking for that big booming California view that you get everywhere else here. You're going for that small town vibe where you just want to get away for a while and enjoy nature. And this is a fantastic place to do that. And the difficulty is just very, very low. If I had to rate it 2 out of 5, just because maybe some of those off trails that cut up into the trees can go up those mountains and it can get pretty narrow and but you're not supposed to be walking there in the first place. It's not the main trail. Obviously, you're free to explore all you want. I can't say I didn't do that myself, but you're not going to need this to be a difficult hike, if that makes sense. So overall, what did I think about my Kent Lake experience? I've talked a lot of good things about Kent Lake. What was some of the bad? Well, it's tough because there's not too much bad. The very end of the drive there, the road does turn from paved to very dirt, and the parking lot is also pretty rough and pretty uneven. It's not the easiest to get into. I had a little sedan, something similar to what of a Honda Civic, and it made it, but it was not the easiest thing in the world. And I can see, you know, if you're a car person, you're not gonna be making it out here in a sports car. But you should kind of know that if you're a hiker, you're bringing your bike. You're not bringing a Corvette. You're bringing a RAV4. I'm having a really tough time finding the things that I didn't like about this hike just because it's just really simple. It doesn't need to be like this crazy big thing. I would say the other negative is, while I did say that you can spend quite a lot of time walking around this place, and certainly I spent quite a few hours exploring, it is not the biggest of locations. You could very easily circle the lake in an hour or two if you really wanted to. Maybe not the whole lake, because it splits off a lot and there's a lot of bridges that go over it, but the main center body lake you could very, very easily circle in an hour or two. And for some people, that's great. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for this one-time experience. That's nice. And I don't see any problem with it. But the one thing that I'd like to say is that I don't think this is a location that I'm going to be coming back to more than three or four times, or at least not for as an often occurrence. It's very, very pretty, like I said. It's beautiful. Just a little bit repetitive. I love seeing the sky-stretching trees in the glistening water, but that's all there is. There's some moss, some stones that have been watered down by the river. It's really generic. You see a lot of it. When you drive through Muir Woods to get there, you're going to see a lot of what you're going to see at the hike, besides the lake itself, obviously. That's not a problem. That's not a bad thing. I still think it's a great place, and I think you can get a lot of headspace cleared in an environment like that. But again, it's not something you're not going to be here every day. This isn't going to be your daily hike if you live in San Francisco. You're not going to come out here to explore and get somewhere rural. There are better places to do that, and there are better views to see in the San Francisco Bay. We have wonders of the world here. There are better things to see than a lake. But like I said, for this first episode, I really wanted to cover something small, something that is a good starting point. And I think someone who isn't into hikes would really like this hike, who hasn't really been into anything like that before, who really wants to get into hiking and maybe isn't that in shape, or maybe you want to try and get back in shape. Maybe this is your starting point. I would love to make some form of just kind of amateur hike guide, and I think Kent Lake is a very, very great place to start. I obviously don't know my audience yet. This is my very first episode. I don't know if you guys are experienced hikers or not, or if you guys have no idea. You just moved here like me. I would like to put together some form of amateur guide to Bay Area hiking. I know it's not the hardest thing in the world, but you just put one foot in front of the other, but I think that, it can be tough getting outside sometimes, and finding the motivation to go outside sometimes can be very tough, especially in these COVID times. I've found it really difficult to get the motivation just to go outside and find something that I want to do outside now, because it's been so long since I've been able to do things like that. So I think that if you guys would like me to give you a location to go explore each week, that's something that I would love to do. I want to build a little community here of hikers and people who enjoy walking around the Bay Area, and I want to make sure that everyone here is knowledgeable about all these spots. Maybe not everyone. We can keep it to like the walkie-talkie community that we have all little secret spots. But oh man, I think that I have some good things in store for the future of this show. I can promise you that there are some very beautiful hikes that you have not heard of. Hopefully you haven't heard of Kent Lake. I really, really enjoyed this hike. I have not been on a hike in a while. I had been taking a break, obviously, because school and things had started, and being able to go back out there again on a hike like Kent Lake, that was just a nice flat walk around this really pretty casual area, was awesome. I mean, it was great, and I think that if I can encourage more people to do the same, that would be spectacular. And I want to thank you for listening to the very first episode of Walkie Talkie. It's not going to be the most concise, obviously. Things are going to be much cleaned up after this first episode, and once we get things settled, and once I know what you guys are looking to see. If you'd like me to focus a little bit more on the mainstream biggest and best spots of the Bay, I absolutely can do that. We can be going to Mount Tam, Golden Gate Bridge, the hills of Berkeley every other week. Or if you want to keep it a little bit more small town and bring it back to Marin and Marin area, or even a little bit more north maybe, perhaps, to a few more less known places, that's also something I would also be very willing to look into. I would happily do a ton of research on this area. Like I said, I just moved here, so I'm learning just the same as you guys, and I would love to put in that research if that's something that you guys would be interested in knowing about the secret hills and the secret hikes of Marin County. But overall, we're going to end this podcast by giving Kent Lake a 7 out of 10. It is not the best hike in the world. Definitely not. Definitely not in the Bay Area. There are, like I said, beautiful things to see in the Bay Area. But Kent Lake is not by any means ugly, and I think that a place like Kent Lake can be great for beginnings, like this one. Thank you for tuning in to Walkie Talkie Episode 1, and I will hope to see you out on the trails.